Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to help you awaken your spirit. If you want to learn how to open the door to your divine self, you are in the right place. Hey everybody, welcome to Intuitive Awakening. My name is Dina. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. I hope everybody's had a really good start to the year. I know that most of us are working on our resolutions, coming up with our goals, crafting our very fun vision boards, and whatever it is you use, manifesting books or whatever you use, 369 method to manifest, you know, your goals for the year. I'm in the same boat, you know, boat that you are as well. So I hope that, you know, the past couple of weeks you've been able to get some of that work done. On my end, I've been trying to really sit back and think about what type of content I wanted to create this year for the show, but also what topics I, you know, wanted to focus in on a little bit more. And I think we've touched on this probably some years back, and I didn't realize I've been doing this show for about 5 years, maybe a little over, which is quite a bit to do this alone. But I'm pretty sure some years back I talked about the archangels, but I'm not sure I ever did like much of a deep dive. So that's kind of what I'm going to be bringing to you over the next couple of months. Just a little bit of a deep dive into some of our besties, our archangels that help us out on a daily basis, who work very hard to help us through a lot of situations, give us a lot of hope, and much needed support that we need here on Earth. The other thing I wanted to say is, you know, I get a lot of emails from people who really want to meet their spiritual team, their guides, the angels, archangels, and whatnot. And, you know, they feel like they are really on the struggle bus. So my goal also is to kind of walk you through, you know, the simple fact that it's not as difficult as it appears. And I know that I will say YouTube, probably Instagram, all these social media sites are flooded with people who can channel really easily, who can connect really easily. So it seems like, oh my God, you know, it's so easy. I should be able to just sit down and do it. But then when you try, sometimes when you try to connect to your team, it's like, well, where the hell are they? Why can't I see them? Why can't I feel them? Why can't I hear them, etc.? So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about this. When I talk to you about the archangels. And today I wanted to talk about Archangel Raphael. I love him very much so. I love working with him. His energy is really gentle and soft, but his healing energy is pretty fierce. Whenever I do a session on anybody, I always call him in. And whenever I'm doing Reiki on myself, you know, he's always there and he'll have little comments about certain things that I'm trying to work on or heal. And I would say he gives me advice, but that's not really it. He's given me a lot of information that's been super helpful that I've contributed to my own healing, I would say, library in a personal sense. But anyway, let's get to Archangel Raphael. So just to take a step back and give you some reminders here just about the angels in general. So the word angel, it means messenger. So our angels are these supernatural and ethereal beings that are found in many religions. In many religions, you have messenger beings, right? But their duty is to serve and to assist. So yes, they typically act as messengers, but they can perform a whole host of other tasks, such as, let's say, keeping records of humans' actions, acting as guardians, protective guardians. And so I'm sure that the scope of work that they do is quite wide, and I just don't have the comprehension for it all. But they're amazing messengers, helpers. So in some religions, we have these hierarchies of angels that are said to exist to help God and to help God specifically govern the cosmos and, you know, with human affairs. And, you know, this brings us to the archangels. And today we're talking about Archangel Raphael, who is a holy angel who essentially works on healing assignments for humanity. So Raphael leads other angels who also specialize in healing work. So even when I'm doing a session on myself or someone else, of course I call in Raphael, but I also call in groups of healing angels whose names I have no awareness of. I just know that they're there to help and to amplify. Raphael and all of these other healing angels, they are available to help heal people. So how do they heal? Well, or what do they heal, really, I should ask. They heal, you know, your body, and they heal you from, let's say, an illness or an injury. But they also, you know, Raphael works to heal your mind as well, from anxiety, from your sorrow, from your anger, and other whole host of emotional woes and concerns. So his name is Hebrew, for God has healed, and we do find him in Christianity. We find him in Jewish and Islamic traditions where he performs healing. So how do we know him in Christianity? Well, we know of him from the book of Tobit. And this book, which if you know, depending on how long you've been studying metaphysical content or even the angels, archangels in general, you'll know that the book of Tobit is not in the traditional King James Version of the Bible, right? But it is accepted as canonical by Roman Catholic and Orthodox Christians. So yes, the Bible that's used by most Protestant denominations, they really don't mention Raphael at all, but we know him from the book of Tobit. So let's discuss it a little bit more here. I'm going to give you a little bit of details from the book itself in case you haven't read it, but it's not a long book. It's pretty short. So in the book of Tobit, it describes how Raphael heals both physically, and in this case, he's healing a father named Tobit of blindness, and he's keeping his son Tobias safe while they're both traveling. But he also heals spiritually by delivering Tobias's fiance, who's named Sarah. He delivers her from a demon who's been tormenting her, essentially. So the family whom God sends Raphael to has lived pretty faithfully. So when they hire a guide in a foreign country, they don't realize that the guide that they hired is actually the Archangel Raphael in disguise, who was sent by God to help them. So along the way, Raphael directs Tobias to use an ointment that was made from, I believe, a fish to heal his father, and to heal his father from blindness, I should say. Raphael, he also helps get rid of this demon that's been tormenting Sarah, and that demon's name is Azazel. When Tobias and Tobit try to express their gratitude by paying this guide, they discover that he's actually the Archangel Raphael. And Raphael declines all the gratitude, all the personal things, directing all of that upwards to thank God instead. So I'm just going to read from you very briefly from Tobit 12:6. So it says, "Then Raphael took them both aside and said, 'Bless God, utter his praise before all the living for the favor that he's shown you. Bless and extol his name. Proclaim before all people the deeds of God as they deserve, and never tire of giving him thanks.' Then Raphael finally reveals his identity to Tobit and Tobias. So Raphael says, 'I was sent to test your faith, and at the same time, God sent me to heal you and your daughter-in-law, Sarah.'" So that essentially sums all of that up in the book of Tobit. However, we also know about Raphael from the lovely book of Enoch. And the book of Enoch is an ancient Jewish religious text that Christians in the Eritrean and Ethiopian Orthodox Church consider as a part of their sacred canon of scriptures. It's also not in the traditional King James Version or the canonized Bible. Like, there's a brief mention of Enoch in the Bible, but there's a whole book on him if you're really interested and his ascension into heaven or wherever it is that they take him. So let's talk a little bit. You know, there's just a brief mention of him in the book of Enoch, and I'm going to share that with you here. So according to the book of Enoch 10, section 10, 5, 7, Raphael bound Azazel, who was, you know, the really bad demon. So Raphael bound Azazel under a desert called, and God forgive me, I'm going to butcher this name, but Duadel, potentially Duadel. Anyway, "And again, the Lord said to Raphael, bind Azazel hand and foot and cast him into the darkness and make an opening in the desert, which is Duadel, I'm assuming, and cast him therein, and place him, and place upon him rough and jagged rocks, and cover him with darkness, and let him abide there forever, and cover his face that he may not see light. And on the great day of judgment, he shall be cast into the lake of fire. The other snippet of information that we have of Raphael in the book of Enoch is as follows, right? God gives Raphael a healing assignment. He tells him, restore the earth, which the fallen angels have corrupted, and announce life to it that I may revive it. Enoch's guide, who's guiding him all the way through the heavens, etc. Enoch's guide also mentions Raphael, and he says that Raphael is his responsibility to preside over every suffering and over every affliction of the people on earth. So that's how we know, essentially, that number one, Raphael is an archangel, but number two, it's his job to serve humanity, right? By helping with our afflictions, our ailments, any injuries, any illnesses, etc. That's his role and responsibility here on earth. Okay, how else do we know about lovely archangel Raphael? Well, in Islam, Raphael is mentioned in the Hadith, and the Hadith is a collection of narratives about the Prophet Muhammad. So Raphael's responsibility in this case is for signaling the coming of Judgment Day by blowing the horn and then sending out what's called a quote-unquote blast of truth. So in this case, it's said that this horn is going to be blown twice. The first time, it signals the beginnings of Judgment Day. And with the second time, all the souls are gathered somewhere between heaven and hell and interrogated for their good deeds and sins. So that's really how we know about Raphael. And most of the time, people are familiar with him. Again, if you've received some sort of energy healing, whether it's, I'm just trying to think here, Reiki, quantum touch, any other type of healing modality, sound healing, chances are that the practitioner is working side by side with Archangel Raphael to help channel his energy to amplify the energy of the session. And that's really why I call him in as well, to amplify the energy so that we can really work on the issues and the illnesses that you have. So yes, he helps with healing the physical ailments. And I'm not sure if you are aware that he really utilizes green energy, and the color is green. And if you remember a little bit about Raphael, the color associated with him is green. But whenever I see him come in, his light is green. And whenever he's helping me to do Reiki, all I see is pure green light. But that's what he utilizes for healing. So again, many holistic healers, practitioners call upon him for assistance. But it's not just limited to physical ailments, right? He assists with emotional healing as well. So he's known for healing emotional wounds, and he can help you find peace and healing. When we're anxious, when we're really stressed out, he can help us feel better emotionally. And he can help us dealing, you know, with a lot of the baggage that we're carrying in the past, especially reflected in an energetic sense. But he can help us, you know, refocus our attention to more positive outcomes and to feeling more peaceful, to having a feeling of stability as well. Whatever it is that, you know, needs attention, that's what he's going to help you with. So yes, Archangel Raphael's really caring. He's very kind. His energy is, I feel it strongly, but when I'm doing a session, it's a little bit different. Either way, he's there to help you out dealing with any physical, you know, problems, emotional problems. Even if you just want to connect spiritually for any kind of guidance, he's really there to help you. So how can we connect with him? You know, many people get frustrated when they're first starting out, or it's not even just when they're first starting out. If you've been doing this for a while and you can't see him, you know, or you can't necessarily feel him or hear him, it's like, well, is he really there? You know, are any of them there? Yes, they're there. That's the one thing I can actually promise. I can't promise a lot, but I can promise that is that they're actually there to help you. Even if you can't feel, see, or hear them, it's the same thing with your entire spiritual team. I may not be able to see my entire group, maybe just a few, but I know that they're there to help. And you know, the way it's been explained to me is that we come with a huge host of beings to help us because it's such a complex place, right? So we need a lot of assistance. And, you know, there are various aspects, we have many aspects of our lives that we deal with on a daily basis. So we need guides, angels, archangels for all of that. So regardless of whether or not you can see, hear, or feel them, they're there. Now, are there other ways that you can connect with Raphael? Of course. Number one, through prayer, through meditation. Number two, right? So try finding a quiet spot, light a green candle, ask him to come in and talk to him. You can also utilize a visualization technique. We'll call it that. You can do this by sitting down, closing your eyes, taking several deep breaths to relax yourself, and then you can imagine Raphael coming to sit in front of you to talk. I know some people really do not like that. People want things to magically appear, right? And I understand that. I mean, that's preferable. However, what happens when you utilize your imagination, which is super powerful and important, right? That's how we create everything, is through the mind, through the imagination. If you sit down and get relaxed and legit imagine him coming through a door to sit in front of you and talk to you and answer your questions, he's actually there. What we're doing is creating a space for spirit to enter. So they're meeting you halfway. So visualization techniques are profoundly helpful, and it's an opportunity, you know, to connect and dialogue with spirit. So that's another way that you should try. If you have not tried, I really do recommend that you do that. I do that quite often when I'm going to talk to all different types of spirits. And if I'm having trouble, you know, hearing them or seeing them, I take myself to a place where I know they're going to come because I'm going to imagine them being there. So technically they're there, you know, by my own volition, by my own will. But then they start the dialogue as well. So I can hear what they're saying or see what they're drawing, or if they're handing me something, I can, you know, discern the symbolism from that. Another way that you can connect to Raphael is through crystals and through essential oils. Apparently, and I did not know this before I researched this topic, is that he's connected to peppermint, which I love that scent. So don't be afraid to spray some peppermint in the air. But the crystals and the color that he's most associated with is green, right? So jade, green aventurine, which is my preference. You can use malachite. It is a very strong stone, but green stones in general, you don't have to spend a ton of money for that. You can just simply hold it in your hand and call his name out. So let's say you've done this work, you're calling on Raphael, but you can't see, hear, or feel him. How do you know he's there? Well, once you start invoking, because that's what you're doing, you guys, you're invoking the spirits, regardless of the spirit type, when you're calling them in, when you're inviting them in, you're inviting their energy, right? Well, since you've invited them in, now it's your responsibility to watch out for the signs. Notice any types of signs that come into your space, come into your awareness, such as an example. Let's say you start seeing the name Raphael everywhere on somebody's car, t-shirt, door, computer. If you start hearing, you know, somebody's name, if you start hearing the name Raphael everywhere, if you start seeing pictures of angel wearing green cloth, right? Something to that extent, you start seeing all of these build up consistently, which are called synchronicities, right? Your job is to pay attention and then trust. And that's the hardest part of all of this work, is the trust in the unseen, trust in the unknown, right? That's difficult for all of us to even trust things that are going on with our own sight. To trust with no sight is even harder. But when you start to see the synchronicities, then you know, okay, he's heard me, he's here, he's helping me. And then when you start to build that trust, that's even when your gifts start to come in a little bit stronger, stronger and stronger, because there is no doubt. When you have such a profound level of doubt, it is very difficult for there to be a deep connection with spirit, because you're constantly questioning, you're constantly putting up blocks and walls, right? But when you start to trust, you begin to peel those away. You begin to put the walls down, and then spirit can come in a little bit easier, right? You don't have any more blocks to your channel. So building the trust is really crucial here. All right, everybody. That's what I have for Archangel Raphael. I sat down with him to channel some messages from him. Some of them are really unexpected, you guys. I asked him, you know, what were the points of interest that he wanted to share with the audience? And they're interesting. I'm looking forward to sending this out to you all. I know some of it was also, you know, geared towards myself, but it's helpful for everybody. And again, if you're interested in even moving into healing work, potentially, you know, maybe this is a sign for you to take the next step. What type of healing work do you want to move into? What interests you? There's so many different types these days. You know, you can ask Archangel Raphael to put a book in your lap, you know, give you a sign of what type of healing would be best for you. All of that. Start working more with the spirit realm for some guidance. All right, everybody, take care. And I look forward to sending or sharing really more episodes on the various archangels and then their channeled messages. Have a great week and talk to you soon. Hey everyone, I have Archangel Raphael here with me today. I'm so glad that he's here. I work with him often when I do Reiki on myself and on clients, when I have just issues about anything relating to health, looking for remedies, anything that's natural healing, or even when it comes to nutrition, he's super helpful. So don't hesitate to reach out to him if you're going through something, even emotional. He's there to 100% support you. Apologies about the planes in the background. There's so many planes flying today, but I'm still going to go through with this anyway so that you guys can hear it. So I'm asking him what he wants to talk about today because I kind of just wanted to open the floor for him. He said self-care. He said that loudly. All right, perfect. So he's saying that many of us do not take the opportunity to exercise self-care regimens for ourselves, or he said in the best light, but really for ourselves, that many of us put self-care on the back burner and that we tend to other things that appear to be more important in our lives, and that we are not putting the quality of our health as a primal factor in our lives, and that we need to do that. And that's kind of his point of intervention, is helping us to see that, yes, we are here to tend to each other, support each other, care for each other, but he's reminding me of that saying, you cannot give from an empty well. So tend to yourself, nurture yourself, and care for yourself. He said that many of you who are listening are caretakers, or you have a natural inclination to give, and not receive so much. But he's saying that in order for us to keep helping others, we have to still tend to our own health. And he used that word loudly with me. So he's saying that there's different, you know, areas that he wants to talk about in relation to health. The first one is nutrition. So for those of you who have a poor diet or have an issue with exercising restraint when it comes to eating crap foods, garbage foods, right? He said, call on him, and he's happy to redirect your focus or redirect your attention on things that are better for your diet. So if you have issues with willpower, which, hey, I kind of do with certain things, he wants to guide you and show you, hey, you know, you're not, just as an example, you're not really hungry. What your body is craving is more water, right? Or here's something that's a little bit more nutritious. And he's also saying that by tending to your own welfare, but in the form of nutrition, you know, that's also an act of self-love, is self-care. And being cautious of the foods that you put into your body is also an act of self-care. So he said, be conscious of that. And he said, environmentally, there are a lot of toxins. He's even telling me right now in the water. It's interesting because as I'm talking, he's showing me the type of water that's being used to be put in the soil as well, right? To grow our crops, that is not the most healthy as well. So, you know, focus on drinking purified water for your diet. Because that, of course, he said, is of nutritious value. And remember, a good portion of your body is made up of water, right? So drinking a lot of water is essential here. And He's saying making a conscious effort, and I feel like he's pointing the finger at me, making the conscious effort to drink, to consume even more water during the day. But he wants you to look at your water source. So if it's necessary for you to put a filter on your water or to get some sort of filtering assistance to fill, or filtration system is what he just said, then that is something you should look into, because water is essential for all of life. All right, so he wants you to be mindful of that, of the diet, as he's saying again. The other thing he said he wants to talk about is self-care in a nurturing sense. He said that when we hear the word nurturing, we think of like taking care of children, right? Like child rearing to a certain in some certain form or fashion. But what he's saying is the same love that you would give to a child is the same, you know, delicate type of love that you need to give to yourself. And he's showing me an example of getting a massage, something like that, is an act of self-love. It is taking care of your health. He's saying there's a lot of power when it comes to, in terms of health and remedy, when it comes to massage. Massage is really helpful for the muscles in the body, and it releases tension, which we carry. So he wants to draw your attention to finding some sort of health practice or some things like massage, or he's showing me acupuncture, right? Something to that extent that, you know, helps you to release tension, some form of health aid, if you will, to tend to your own body, to show nurture and care to your own body. So he wants to express that. And then he's also saying, because he says he can hear some of you guys loudly saying, I can't afford that. Because getting a massage is expensive. He wants to say a couple things. Number one, there are schools that people, you know, that have students that are learning how to give massage. Go there. It's cheaper. And sometimes they even give free sessions. So look into that. There are ways. He said, don't look so much through a very narrow lens. And he understands the financial burdens and financial constraints that some of you carry. But he said, if there is a will, there is a way, and that he will help you find what is within your, he said, budgetary needs. So just don't start thinking negatively, because for most people, their ego is going to answer first and the loudest. And he's saying, you know, quell that voice. Listen to me instead. I'll guide you. I'll help you with this. So don't be afraid to call out to him and ask him for some form of therapy is the word he just said, which is better than what I got earlier. Thank you. Okay, so he said self-care, nurturing the self. He said he wants to talk a little bit more about this, but in a behavioral sense. And he said through self-talk. He said self-talk, you know, using words of kindness, is also an act of self-care and nurturing yourself. He said not babying, because some people equate babying with nurturing, but nurturing yourself as in caring for yourself, your spirit, and this spiritual experience that you're having as a human. He said, yes, the world is a world of duality, of light and dark. And what we're experiencing is the blending of both things, he said. So of course, every day we have light experiences and dark experiences here, but he wants to bring your attention, to the light experiences, you know, for the sake of your own health and for the sake of your own care. So he said not to be delusional about what's happening here and even what's happening in your life. Everybody has challenges, he said, but he said, even through the dark night of the soul, he said, do your best to try to see things differently and reinterpret the situation. And he said one way that will assist you through that is utilizing positive self-talk. And he's making me laugh because he said he can feel my inner eye roll. But it's not that. It's that if you only knew the power of the tongue. There's a lot of power and light that's generated through positive words. He said, think about positive feedback. When you receive positive feedback about yourself, about how you've helped someone, right? How you've supported someone, how you've cared for someone. He said, imagine receiving that to yourself, giving that to yourself and what that feels like, right? So he said, as a form, as a type of nurturing and self-care, he wants you to give yourselves good words of affirmation, he said, kind words, not negative words. He said kind words are extremely impactful. So he wants you to retrain your thoughts, which is not something that you can do overnight. He said the mind is a system that needs to be regenerated, and you can regenerate the pathways through, you know, active thinking and utilizing words that affirm your worthiness. And affirm your value. So that's something else that he wants to bring your attention to, especially if you're somebody who struggles with even accepting compliments, accepting kind words about yourself, he said. Look a little bit more into that, and he's more than happy to guide you through that process. Okay, I'm asking if there's anything else that he wanted to talk about. Oh, he said, okay, this is interesting. He said he also wants to talk a little bit about discipline here when it comes to this, because he said many of you might do this, but it'll be a one-off. You're not going to be consistent. And he said self-care, self-nurturing, and holistic health means taking care of the mind, spirit, and the body, right? So he wants you to think a little bit more about what that looks like, and that self-care, self-love, even your diet that we already talked about, all of that is a part of holistic health. And that's a lifestyle, right? He said, this is not a temporary, these are not temporary measures he's giving you. These are not band-aids. These are things that you should try to incorporate into your lifestyle to help make changes for the better. And this requires discipline. He said, you have to want to be healthy in the mind, and in the heart, in the spirit. I get, he said mind, body, and spirit, right? But all of this takes action, but it also takes dedication and discipline. So if you are somebody who is, he called it an undisciplined soul, then you're going to need to, this is going to be some work for you. It's going to take some time, but it's all about, he said, the willpower in the heart and in the mind. All right. He said cultivate healthiness. Awesome. Okay. So I wanted to see if there's anything else that he wanted to share with us today. He said, many of you try, but you struggle to make changes for the better. He said, remember that in order for you to be a fully functioning, healthy human, you have to take care of yourself, and that has to be of primal importance. He said, many of you came down here as light workers to help each other, to shift the consciousness of the planet. But that means shifting the consciousness of yourselves and thus each other. He said, how can you do the work if you are full of diseases? How can you do the work? How can you be available if you are sickly in mind, body, and heart, he said. So it's important that we keep ourselves healthy as much as possible so that we can help, you know, each other, but help each other thrive. He just used that word as well. So, and he said, okay, I'm trying to figure out the best way to say what he said. He said the word debilitations, and he's saying that there are many of you who have chosen an ailment for this life, and the ailment was as a learning tool. It was not meant to debilitate you from still being a fully functioning human being. And what he means is that everybody has a purpose, and everybody gives back in their unique way, and everybody has a unique value here. Even though to external forces, to other people, it may seem as if you have, he said, a malady, or some sort of illness, it may seem that you are unable to give back as much as somebody else who doesn't have that malady, who looks completely healthy, he said, but that is a trick of the eye, right? So don't rely on that. And don't equate your worth you know, by comparing yourselves to the other, to other people. He said, never do that. That never helps anybody. But everybody gives back in their own way. But it is our responsibility to maintain health for ourselves. And then he said, of course, the health of the planet as well is just as important. All right. I feel like I'm giving a lecture when I say this. I'm asking if he wants to say anything else. He just said, you know, focus on restoring your health. And he's definitely here to help you with that process. But he said also, with the discipline, if you feel you're failing, if you feel you're about to give in, you know, he said, if you feel like you need to learn to consume better things, call on him in that moment. Don't wait for it. Call on him. He will guide you through the process. He said he will redirect your attention. All right. I'm seeing if there's anything else that he would like to talk about. The other thing that he said, okay, he would like to talk about is the, what's the word? The healing effects of movement. Now, I'm sure many of you, like me, love to exercise. At least I'm a physical person. It helps me mentally. That's one thing he said he wants to kind of touch upon as well. But the power of movement here, he said a lot of us are carrying stagnant energy within ourselves, and a lot of blockages as well. And he said, while healing light, energetic healing is crucial for many of us, he said the power of movement should not be minimized. So for those of you who are, as an example, he said, running, it helps to, you know, make energy flow through the body better, and shift the energy around you, right? And he said it's also a release. So that's a good example of the power of movement. So if you're feeling stuck in any kind of way, he said one of the best ways to get out of that feeling is to move. You don't have to run a marathon, and you don't even have to run several miles. He said, even getting up and stretching, and he's showing me yoga as an example, getting up and stretching is a great way to release stagnant energy that's in the body. He said, some of you are, he wants to give an example here. Some of you are on, in his words, the precipice of an idea that needs to be downloaded into your consciousness. However, he said, it's stuck. And it's not quite getting down there. And in order for us to sometimes be in that space of receiving, he said, movement helps things like that. You know, it's something that simple. He said, it's not necessary to be intoxicated by certain herbs. These are his words I'm saying. He said, simple movement will help you. He said, when you are moving, most of the time you are not thinking. And he said, it is the overthinking that blocks you. So allow things to come naturally, but move your body. And he's saying sway back and forth, stretch your legs, stretch your arms, even going for a short walk, moving your arms up and down, moving your legs, he said, and maybe listening to good music, you know, whatever is good for you, will help you, he said, abundantly. He said to download the necessary information for the idea that you feel is there, but you can't quite reach, or an answer to a question. He said, many of you have so many questions about the reality and the nature of life, about your beginning, your generation. In order for you to be in a position of receiving this download, he said, go out and do something. He said, go out into nature, go play in the water, move yourselves. This will help you to be in the receptive state. So do not downplay the power of movement in your life. All right. I'm seeing if there's anything else that he would like to tell me today. He wants to talk about the effectiveness of healing light, healing energy. He said energy work. Thank you. That's better. Sums it up real fast. He said many people who are listening are reluctant to go and get some sort of healing session because they are afraid that its effectiveness is really not there. that they will not see the results that they hope to see, and that they question the value of such treatment, right? He said, Western medicine is dominant in the minds of many. With that said, while it does cure many things, and it is, he said, incredibly valuable here and necessary, he wants you to take into consideration alternative forms of therapy that complement, not replace, but complement the existing pathways of healing. So for those of you who are curious, he said, go get a session with someone, especially if you need support, whether it is, he said, emotional, whether it is something tending to your health in a physical way. He said, and also, this is interesting, also problems from the past that seem to follow you. He said, many of you experience that. He said, it can be trapped energy as well. He said, go see some sort of energy healer, someone who can channel the right light to help release these things from you or bring certain things to your awareness that you had no knowledge of before. He said, again, health-wise, there is a benefit here for your health. He said, many of you have, and I think we talked about this already, the stagnant energy in your auric field, and energy healing is a very good way to release that. And it's his pleasure to help you to remove burdens that you are carrying in an energetic sense during these types of sessions. So if you are interested, definitely, he said, take the plunge. If you are reluctant, he said, do some more research. And he said, trust your intuition as always. It is the most valuable voice inside of you. But this form of therapeutic treatment does work, and it is effective for your health. And he said, it's also a part of maintaining a healthy lifestyle. This is interesting what he's showing me. And I was just sitting here thinking, what are you talking about? But he wants to talk about tea. Yes, I'm watching him pour me some tea right now. So it's like, what are we getting into here? And he said, teas are valuable. That coffee is king, right? But there are a lot of nutrients, and he said, what's the word? Nutritious value, thank you, when it comes to drinking different types of teas. And he wants you guys to start exploring this a little bit more. And he said, not teas that are overprocessed, but organic teas that have health benefits. Start incorporating a little bit of these more into your diet. And he said, there's so many different varieties that are flavorful for your taste buds. And he said, as he's talking about this, many of you are very curious, but he wants to redirect your attention or your focus to the different, to highlighting the different type of teas that would help you. And the first tea, this is so interesting because, you guys, I had no idea where he was going with this today, but he said turmeric tea. He said it's very valuable for bouts of health inflammation or inflammation in the body. He said, you know, all of the components that need to be in the tea are there, so that should help you. He also said lemon tea. Lemon tea is very valuable, and that lemon has various health properties for many of you, so take some time. It's very interesting because as I'm talking, he said lemon rind. So I'm just throwing this out there, you guys, because I don't want to cut him off. He said there are many varieties of teas for your health, and for many of you very devout coffee drinkers, consider substituting one cup a day with one type of tea for your health, and do some research. It'll be fun, he said, and explore this. All right, I'm like, is there anything else you would like to talk about? He said, just maintaining your health. The things that he said, reflect upon the things I've discussed today for yourself, for you to maintain. He actually said, maintain a good partnership with your body. He said, remember, your body is your temple. You know, it houses you here. It gives you the life experience. Therefore, It's time to respect it, treat it with kindness, and show love to yourself by, again, incorporating these things he talked about today. And he's happy to help any of you with some of the health struggles that you have. He is an unlimited resource of information. And these are his words as I'm talking, just FYI. So I think that is all we're going to do for today. But I personally want to thank Archangel Raphael for coming. He's so helpful, everybody. I cannot say this enough. I feel very grateful that he was created and that he helps us all the time, no matter what time it is, no matter who you are, no matter what you've done. He wants to see you better. So I just give my gratitude and thank you, Raphael. And I hope, everybody, that this has been very helpful information for you. Until next time.